Hello, Lynn. Are you in there? It's Dev Sharma. Remember me? There's no need to be frightened. You can come out now. I'd like you to come out and talk to me. Are you there, Lynn? Yeah, I really think it would be a good idea if you came out. We need to talk. I hear you had a little upset, and we could try and sort it out. There's nothing to worry about.
Well, I told you she wouldn't.
Lynn, we really must talk this over, together. I don't want to have to make any hasty decisions. You know, what happened last night could have been very serious. Your father's not a well man. It was a nasty shock for him. I'm sure you want to say you're sorry, so please, huh? Come out now so we can talk it over nicely and calmly. I'm going to wait for you in the next room. She might come out. Let me get this straight, Mr. Durrant. Has she ever threatened physical violence before?
No, nothing like last night.
Do you usually get on well together?
Well, yes, so-so. She goes out more often than I like, really. I mean, she works full-time during the day, so when she's out in the evenings as well, I hardly seem to see her.
And she pulls her weight around the house?
Well, washing and the cooking. Not that she's much of a cook. And the shopping. But I have to write out the list and give her the money, of course. She's not really all there, you see, so she can't do normal things, not properly. I mean, she should have been put away years ago, but Lil wouldn't have it. You couldn't get her put somewhere, could you?
Well, it's a potentially serious situation, Mr. Durrant. I mean, if you're physically threatened or even actually hurt, we might need to look at the alternatives. There are various places that we...
Oh, look, here she is. Mr. Sharma here says you might have to be put away.
Hello, Lynn. Come and sit down, eh? We're just talking about...
I don't want to talk to no packy.
Lynn?
I'm not.